Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, we are here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and we have a very special guest today. We are so excited to welcome Remy Ma to the Hollywood Life podcast. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I got to get my Hollywood Life podcast voice on. Hold on. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, you are doing it right. You've got your sexy voice on, and somebody else who's got her sexy voice on and is joining us is Jenna Lemoncelli from Hollywood Life. And of course, we have Gino, the producer here.
Produce.
So you have got, Remy, you have so much going on. Well, first of all, I want to get this out of the way right away because it's happening very soon. Yes. You've got a Christmas special on December 18th, a very Mackey holiday on VH1. It's going to be Monday night at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And this is a first for you.
Yes, it's me and my husband.
Papoose.
And, yes, me and my husband, Papoose. And we pretty much are... this is our first year where we get to have the whole family together. Like, when we got married, I have a son that I had when I was really young, and he has three children that he had prior to
us. Oh my God. No, wait a second.
Yes.
There is no way that you can be a grandmother.
Like,
that's
no,
insane.
No, I'm not a grandmother yet. He has three children. I have one child. We got married.
So Papoose has three. You got me. You got me there.
I would kill my son if he had three children.
I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, the good thing is two things about having children when you're young. One, you get to grow up with them. And two, when they try to like pull stunts on you, like, I'm like, bruh, I was just 17 years ago. I remember it really clear.
You've been there.
Like, it's clear. It's not kind of like with my mom. My mom had me when she was like in her late 20s. And like, I was like wrapping circles around her. Like, she didn't know what was going on. Like, no, with this situation, we listen to the same music. We do the same thing. So like, I'm like on top of them. But all of this time, next year will make 10 years that we've been married, and we've never had all of the kids and all of the family together at one time. So this would be like the first year.
So your whole family is going to be in the very Mackey Christmas special.
All of the children.
Okay,
do you guys do stockings for that many kids?
I do stockings. I'm a super Christmassy type thing. I want this, like, my dog gets a stocking.
That's good to hear. No, we do that too, of course, for the dog.
Many kids? Let's just get this right
four
out there.
Kids.
Okay,
I have one biologically, and my husband has three. So altogether, it's four, and five if you include my dog. I usually include him.
Yes, of course.
If he gets a stocking, you have to include him.
I usually include the dog. He's like a kid. Like, when we go out of time, we have to find babysitters for all of them.
And so that's right. You, of course, you have to have a babysitter for the dog.
Yes.
So you've got this holiday special, mm-hmm. but you also have a big hit single, Wake Me Up, that you did with Lil' Kim.
Yes.
And you've got an album coming out in the new year,
yes.
Seven Winters, Six Summers. And you won the BET Best Female Hip Hop Artist this year. So you've just had an amazing year, and you've got an amazing year heading into 2018. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On your new record deal.
I got a new record deal as well. That was kind of cool. I got a lot of new things this year.
How was your advance? Was it nice? Did you get some nice stuff for your team?
It was really nice. Yeah. I can't really complain at all.
You're smiling. You're smiling really wide.
You know what it is? I get weird when people talk like about money to me. Like, I'm not one of those people that brag. Like, I look at sometimes on people's social media and I see them post like their jewelry and their cars and stuff like that. And that's just not me. So when I actually signed my deal, I didn't tell anybody. Like, I told my husband and, like, you know, I think my nephew, because he's like my best friend. And that was it. And when one day I had looked on the social media, no, that's not even what happened. I'm lying. I was getting a gazillion text messages like, congratulations. Oh, I'm so happy for you. This is wonderful news. And I'm like, what are they talking about? So I knew that same day Love & Hip Hop had premiered. So I'm like, did they like say something that makes people think I'm like pregnant or something? Like, I don't know. So,
I know. And we love you on Love & Hip Hop. We miss you and Papoose.
I just didn't understand what all the congratulations was about. And then I go on social media and I see like the blogs are like, Rippy Ma signs multi-million dollar deal with. I'm like, why would they tell these people my business?
And before telling you, and now, and who's the deal with?
Which is with Columbia.
How many records?
How many records? What?
For the deal?
Yeah.
I think it's just two.
Oh, so it's a perfect deal. So you're not locked in too long.
I have an amazing deal. I've been a independent artist for a lot of years. And in the past year and a half, I managed to get, you know, 2 Grammy nominations, gold record, multi-platinum record, the BET award that you were talking about, the best female. I made a lot of money, my TV shows that I've been doing, and I did all of that independently, owning my masters, owning, you know, my publishing.
Congratulations on that.
You hear about these crazy long record deals that people get locked into and they can never get it. Like, the Killers just ended their first record deal. Like, they signed that like 15 years ago. They put so many records out, you know?
And listen, when I saw your speech at the BET Awards and you talked there, you got up and you talked about second chances and about you. First of all, you thanked the people in the correctional facilities because you were in jail for 6 years. But the fact that you did that and you came out and all that you've managed to accomplish all of this, that's a huge inspiration.
What people don't understand and the reason why I did that, like people's like, you know, did you write that? And I'm like, no, I didn't think I was going to win. And two, I didn't think I was going to. I didn't expect to win. Let me say that.
You had your fingers crossed.
I didn't expect to win. So I didn't, you know, want to write a speech. I felt like that would have jinxed it or whatever. And I just spoke from my heart. I've been through a lot in my life. And according to statistics, I'm supposed to be, you know, like in some bum job and probably living in a shelter or getting some type of public assistance and just having a really hard time. I know people have did way less time than I did and they have a really hard time in society. So I'm very thankful for my blessings and I'm very aware that what I was able to do after being gone for 7 winters and 6 summers, you know, it's not normal. This is not the norm. And I also want people to know who have gone through things like I went through or maybe facing something like that in the future that you can, you know, come back and you can do things. Because I had so if you guys knew how many people that told me I wasn't going to be nothing, that my life was over, that it was over for me. Like, if I would have listened to those people, I probably would be one of those statistics. But I never took no for an answer. I got released from prison at 4:30 p.m. By 8:00 p.m. that night, I was in the studio recording.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. What day was that? Do you remember?
That was August 1st, 2014.
That's amazing. Within less than 4 hours, you were in the studio. So you clearly had this planned. Like when you were in there for the 7 winters and 6 summers, which is amazing that you've named your new album, what was motivating you and keeping you going so that you could get to that day where you could walk right into a studio?
Well, the thing, which is so crazy, if I would have maxed out and did the entire sentence that I was given, I wouldn't have came home until last year, January of last year.
Well, how long was the sentence?
It was 8 years.
Okay, so you got out after 6.
So 6.5. 6.5. I went to college and I got a degree in prison. And that took off like 6 months. In addition to some other programs that I had did.
What was your degree in?
Sociology.
Oh, good.
A degree in sociology.
Keeps you busy too, right? Because there's a lot of monotony in prison.
But what happened was I just couldn't fathom counting in years. And where my window was, all I could see out of the window was trees. So say if it was 2009 and the trees were green, I knew I had about, you know, 6 or 7 more summers to go. If it was 2013 and the trees were branches, I had about 3 more winters. And that's just how I counted my time in seasons. And when it was all said and done. I did 7 winters and 6 summers. And I just learned so much. It was like I was kind of like a tree. Like my dead leaves and my broken branches had fell off. And I had just turned into this different person. I grew up. I went to prison when I was 25, 26 years old. I came home in my early 30s. And it's a big difference. My son, who I'd had when I was a teenager, was 7 years old. I came home a week before he turned 14. Wow. And it was just like, you know, it's different. I try to explain to people so that they understand like how much time it was. Like the first, I'd never had an iPhone. The first iPhone I ever got was an iPhone 6. There was no Instagram. There was no Twitter. I never seen a Vine a day in my life. It came and it went.
You missed the whole Vine era.
Completely missed it.
Like I had never, strangely that I'm on Love and Hip Hop, I had never seen an episode of Love and Hip Hop.
MySpace was big when you went away. It's gone.
MySpace, exactly. That's what people were on. So, you know, people, when I try to explain like that, they're like, oh my God, that puts it all into perspective. Mm-hmm. Like you have to talk in like gadgets.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
To understand.
I know, 6 years, the world can change a lot as well as your family changing a lot, your little boy growing up to be a teenager. Yeah. Where were you? The correctional facilities, where were they?
I was in one the whole time. There's only one maximum security. Mm-hmm.
You're in max, wow.
For women. They usually, what happens as your time changes, your status changes, and they move you around. But because of, you know, they live as a high profile, you know, case, I stayed in the max the whole time. I was at Bedford Hills Correctional Facility. It's about 40 minutes from here. And strangely.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You would think it was much further, the amount of visits that I got from people outside of, you know, my immediate family. Like, most of my friends are no longer my friends. Most of the people that, you know, if you would have told me to make a list of the people that I thought would be there for me, and then for me to make an actual of the list of the people that were there, like, it's actually sad, you know?
But, well, it really goes to show, you find out who really cares about you and who loves you.
Year one, it was okay. People were able to hold up, you know, a facade for a year. Mm-hmm. Year two, you start seeing, you know, a couple of people drop off. By year 5, 6, like, you know who's who and what's what. And I'm okay with that. You know, I was really angry at first because it was people that I took care of a lot of people. So I was mad at first. Like, I can't believe so-and-so is not there. Or, like, does she not even think about me? Or, like, and it's not like I was just, like, a person that you can't tell me you was never anywhere and didn't hear my song. Or you were in a bar and someone ordered a glass of Remy Martin. Like, or my name came up something. So it was, I just didn't understand, how can you just forget about somebody that you see or that you allegedly care about? And then when I came home, I was like, you know what? I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be mad. I want to live my life. So I just gave everybody a pass. I don't deal with them. I don't invite them over to my house for anything. I don't hang out with them or give them free tickets to any of my performances. But, you know, it's just different.
Who was there for you?
My husband, of course.
He
was so bad that I had to tell him to stop coming to visit me. Like, no, seriously, the first year that I was there, he came every single day.
Every single day
for the first year. And
oh my god,
you're allowed to have that visitors that much?
Well, when you're in a max, everyone has a visit every day.
Oh, really?
So, it just is one day that you don't. So you'll have like Monday through Friday, and then on weekends it alternates. You either Saturday or Sunday. So you'll have that one day, or so 6 days a week.
How much are you locked down in a day?
It depends. Like, I got in trouble a lot. So
you still got out early.
When you're in trouble in the beginning, because you get in trouble a lot. You have some people that are nice to you because you're a quote unquote celebrity, and you have some people that treat you like shit.
Yeah.
Because they feel like, oh, you're not special, and I'm going to make sure they're you know you're not special.
Right, they're trying to put you in your place.
But in actuality, they end up treating you worse than they treat anyone else. So actually, I am special. You're going out of your way. Yeah.
Thanks for making me feel so special. Can you say, like, what was the best thing and the worst thing just about daily life on the inside?
The worst thing would probably be just, like, I'm very independent. I've been like that my whole life. You know, I've been pretty much on my own since I was 13. And I'll give people my last, but I don't really ask anybody for anything. I don't. If I ask you for something, like, I'm literally dying. Like, I'm past dead already. Like, if I ask somebody for something. So to not be able to get my own soap, not my own clothes, like, you literally have to have people, you have to have people bring you everything. Mm-hmm. Everything you have to get brought to you. So that was probably, for me, the hardest thing and the most humbling thing, asking people to do things for you. Even if you're paying for it, it's still, you have to ask them to, hey, could you go to the supermarket? Could you go to this store? Could you give me that or whatever? That, for me, that and being away from my loved ones, people that I know mm-hmm. I took care of, and, like, now I don't know what they're doing because I'm not there. Those were, like, you know, two of the hardest things. One of the good things about it, and I try to tell people all the time, everybody who has went to prison or everybody who's in prison isn't guilty. Like, the same way everybody who's walking around in these streets and that we see every day, everybody who's walking around isn't innocent, you know? So I met some really good people. Mm-hmm. And when I thought I would just, like, lose my mind, there were people that were there for me and was like, listen, okay, you have 8 years and I know it's hard and you're away from your son. I have 25.
Wow.
And I haven't seen my son in 8 years. So, you know, when you see people that are way up, way worse than you, and they still have their head up and they're still fighting and they're telling you to fight, you know, it's just crazy. It was like a wake-up call. I had never experienced anything like that. If you would have asked me about it, I've met guys that went to prison before, and I've went to visit them, and there's lines around the corner, and the girlfriend is fighting with the other girlfriend to see who's going to go visit them.
That would not
them.
Be me in prison. There would be no line.
You know, like, it's crazy. Same, yeah. But with the women, it would be literally tumbleweeds blowing through the visiting floor. Like,
a cricket on a tumbleweed.
Like, the boyfriends, they leave. The husbands, they leave. Jeez. You know, the moms are usually somewhere raising the kids, so they can't really be there like that. And your friends are somewhere with their boyfriends or their husbands, worrying about their own lives, and they'd be really lonely. Like, and it's sad. So to I gained most of my friends that I have now are people that I met in prison.
Really? Wow. And are you still, are some of them out?
Yes. Most of them are out, and I only really had, like, I had like four friends. Two of them are out and two of them are still there. One of them, she has a lot of time, like, that. Mm-hmm. It's like ridiculous. And the other one, you know, she should be getting out in eventually, but it's still a long time. My other two friends, they're doing well, thankfully. They're not, like, you know, they're not famous or anything, but they're not, you know, struggling, and they're managing life. They went to prison when they were young, like 18 years old. One of them 16 years old, and did 12 years.
Oh, geez. 13
is more time than me. And those are the people that I know if something was to happen to me, if I could depend on them, because they weren't my friend, or they weren't cool because I was Remy Ma, or because I had, you know, the number one record, or because I was driving this car, whatever. They met me with state issued green clothes on and some boots and some braids in my hair, and, you know, risked their little bit of freedom that they had inside to make phone calls for me, and just, you know, so these are the people that I will go all out for.
And do you keep in touch and visit your two friends who are still there?
Unfortunately, I can't, because the way the system is set up, I have 5 years post-release supervision. So even though I came home in 2014, I'm literally still, like, property of the state until 2019. like I have a curfew. Like I have to be in the house by 12:30 every night, and I have to ask for permission to go certain places and to travel. Like I haven't even been able to tour and leave the country like how I need to progress my career because of the stipulations that they place on me. And unfortunately, they force you to be with these people for years and years and years. You guys are spending holidays together. You guys are away from your family together. And then when you get out, they say, okay, you can't have any contact with anybody that's in prison, any guns, anything.
Oh, that's so cruel. You're allowed to be in contact, though, with your friends who are out, but not the ones who are still
and
there.
Even the ones that are out, if they're not on any type of supervision. If they were like me, then no. So they're all off of, you know, paperwork or whatever, but it's crazy. Like, the system is something else. Like, if people knew that half of the way the system works, like, it is just really, really crazy. Now, I kind of get why they don't allow felons and people who have been in prison to vote, because we kind of know how shitty everything is.
But you're supposed to be allowed once you're out.
If you're on any type of post-release parole or anything
so
like that.
So once it's done, then you can vote.
Yeah, then I will have to be able to put in some type of paper that allows me to vote and stuff like that. But yeah.
Well, make sure you do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you ever thought of it in this way? Like, I mean, you went away for 6 years, we said, or we were talking about.
Six years, 5 months, and 4 days. But yeah. Who's counting?
But who's counting? And in the music industry, that's like a lifetime. Like
a lifetime. That's like three eons.
Yeah. So, like, did that go through your head? Was that motivating you when you were creating new music? And
were you writing in prison too?
I can answer both of those. When you're in prison, people think you have all this free time and you're gonna write this, like, your creative energy,
like Tupac,
everything. Tupac did 2 years, and he probably knew the whole time that he was gonna come home. Like,
yeah, you know, he did.
He came home out on appellate bail. I had a determined sentence, like 8 years. That's it. There's no appeal. There's no this. But your spirit is so killed and dry. Like, you're not writing happy music. You're not writing, like, your creative juices are not flowing like that, like, at all, period. And then, to answer your question, like, you know, people are just talking. Not many people's like, oh, it's over for you. Oh, like, I had somebody call me, like, a four-hit wonder or something, like, one day. I was like, what?
I've never even heard that. It's also
because, like, music is almost like sports in a way. It's like your prime is like this very, very short window, and people don't take you seriously after a certain age, even if you're still a great artist.
Yep.
And you lose 6 years. It's like Muhammad Ali not being able to box from ages 25 to 29. Like,
right.
The prime of his career, he was banned from the sport because of his stance on Vietnam. And it's the same with musical artists, I feel
Absolutely. But he was still able to, when he got his license back, he was able to come back and beat the odds, because the odds were definitely against him, the same way the odds were against me. But, you know, I'm just blessed enough to be able to do what I do. I feel like.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sometimes people don't understand, like, when I say what I'm saying, like, I did the impossible. Like you said, 6 years, 6.5 years is forever in the industry.
Absolutely.
You cannot do something for 6.5 months.
Right. Yeah. Trends change.
And it's over. So what I was able to do, like, I try to tell people, I'm like, it just doesn't be done. Like, it just doesn't.